And so, Fatty, if you want to deprive people of Christmas spending cash, if you want to deprive the listeners of both your show and our show.
Black Thursday.
of Friday, winning rather. $120 cash money for their Christmas shopping fund. I mean, that could buy someone a plane ticket from San Diego to Vegas. I mean, you know, that's
it's true. That's $120. You're bucks. Denying somebody their ticket out to Vegas for next year's
next year, September 14th through September the 16th. 4th. And I mean, right. You know, if Fatty, if you want to ruin it, then that's fine. You go ahead and you do that.
That's armchair psychology.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. So there you go.
I've got balls of steel.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And our show.
Black Thursday.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 996 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of November, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we are going to open up the Thanksgiving cards, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Ha, ha, ha. Hello, giblets. Big Fatty, you're in the sauce already. It's true, everyone. Hi, everyone. Oh, hi, everyone. I hope you're Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. There's been a gentleman caller speaking to me. Oh, dear Gussie. They're all talking to me at one time, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, you're just... Big Fatty, just... Big Fatty, play some sort of music or something so that you can go in and speak to those gentlemen callers. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there is a bountiful cornucopia of gentlemen callers. That is all I have to say. Dear Gussie. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, in the U.S. of A., it is Spanksgiving. And y'all, that's when everybody puts on their Spanx. And... I have to admit, I've had a little bit of wine. Oh, y'all, two, I say Tuesday night, Larry Klein and I went out to the Costco. And, y'all, we renewed our membership, and y'all, I bought some Italian butter cookies, some crema cookies, and y'all, I came home and I ate some, and y'all, they're delicious. They're just delicious. and I don't remember what else I bought. See, what else did I buy? I bought something else. Oh, y'all, I bought a coupon. For honey baked ham, y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that, y'all? They had two $50 gift cards for the honey baked ham, on sale. Two $50 gift cards for $79.99. Y'all, that's a $20 card. Yes. And so y'all then on Wednesday, y'all, the worst day in the world. Oh, y'all, that is some honey baked ham. And some wine. Y'all, the worst day in the world to go to the honey baked ham store is the day before Thanksgiving, and the worst day to go to the Vons East is the day before Thanksgiving. And y'all, I did both. I did both on Wednesday. Yes, Big Fatty, because you ain't got a blessed bit of sense. So, y'all, I told the girl, I said, because y'all had a coupon. I said, I would like to have the smallest bone-in. Big fatty, don't say bone-in and right after you've talked about your gentleman callers. But I said, I want the smallest bone-in honey-baked ham that you've got. And y'all, she brought one over. And y'all, the price on it was $40, $43. And y'all, if you have a honey, we're going to talk a little bit about the honey baked ham. Yes, McFaddy, the wine is flowing through you. Y'all, the honey baked ham, I'm telling you, if you have one in your area, Big Fatty, don't talk about ham in your area. It is the best, and take it from a ham expert, because I don't think anyone would disagree that Big Fatty is a ham expert. But y'all, take it from a ham expert. But y'all, the honey baked ham is the best. The best spiral sliced ham I think you can get. If you really want a good deal, y'all, you go in and you say, do you have a miscut? Wasn't she your third grade elementary school teacher? No. Y'all, a miscut is when the spiral slicer it kind of fucks up the ham a little bit, so it's not quite as pretty. But y'all, they give you 10% off the price of the ham. So y'all, if you are in a honey-baked kind of mood, go in and tell them you want a miscut. And y'all, that's what I did. And y'all, I got 10% off, and then I had a $5 coupon. And y'all, how I'm going to eat 7 pounds of ham is beyond me. But y'all, I'm going to give it the old college try. And y'all, what I did is I made some of those yeast rolls, the big fat yeast roll. And made those in my pan, and they rose up, and you know, and I baked them, and oh, I just had some of that with the honey baked ham. Oh, McFaddy, that just sounds lovely. That just sounds lovely. And now, y'all, one moment, please. Y'all, that is red vino, which is, of course, Mexican for vino, that Larry Clyde picked out. Y'all, he drank his whole bottle on Tuesday night. Y'all, I've just cracked mine open. It'll probably last me 2 days. In addition to going to the honey baked ham store, y'all, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Huh? Y'all, I went back by the Vons East because y'all, it's penny coupon day. Oh, dear, I see y'all. And, y'all, yes, Big Freddy, just spit it out.
What happened?
Oh, Big Freddy, did you hear on Conscience's birthday, everybody was calling in wishing Conscience a happy exiting of the throat canal. And, I decided, since he hates the sound of my voice, that the best gift I could give him was to not call. Well, I'm sure he appreciated that. Anyway, y'all, went to the Vons East, and they had the penny coupon. Y'all, it was the pizza pie. It was the Vons East pizza pie for a penny. So I got the pepperoni, and y'all, while I was there, I had to get a birthday card. So I was there. Y'all, they had a card. You could buy a card and get a card free. And got some milk, and I got some more Triscuits. And y'all, the good Bayfren was still on sale. And the poke sausage, y'all went ahead and stocked up on it because, you know, we are moving into the sausage ball season. And y'all spent $31.21 and I saved $22.67. So I think that's pretty good. I think that is pretty good for a couple of essentials. And y'all, it was jam-packed. It was jam-packed, but y'all, they had every register open, so I couldn't complain. It was smooth checkout. And y'all, on my way home from the Von's East, I went by the P.O. Box. I guess y'all went by the P.O. box, and there were not one but two cards in the P.O. box. And y'all, one of them, it appears to be from that Laughing Buddha. And y'all, I believe that it is a Thanksgiving card because it's got a little pilgrim on the back of it, a little pilgrim puppy dog. And y'all, the other one's in a green envelope. And y'all, it is from that Moose P. So y'all, I'm going to put it. Y'all, that's the third card I've received from Moose P. Y'all, I don't understand what the hell's going on. Maybe I've received some sort of, I don't know. Maybe it's a Black Friday card. I don't know. But y'all, I am going to open up the ones that appear to be Thanksgiving cards. And yes, McFady, just get to it. y'all, I think the first one I'm going to open is from Miss Bacon, because that was the first one to to arrive. And y'all, it says, Turkey Day Little Show. Do not open until the Turkey Day. So y'all, this is for the Turkey Day Little Show. So we're going to open it right now and see what old Bacon has sent. And y'all, Oh, Big Freddy, are you sure you've had wine, or is that card dancing? Y'all, it is a card, and it's got it's got turkeys, and they're naked. They're naked turkeys. There's three of them, and they're dancing, y'all. And y'all, you move it back and forth. And their wings move up and down with the canes, and they've got little hats on, and they're moving their little drumsticks. And it says, "Big Freddy, the Vons, yo, yo, hey, yo, yo, and Myron." And so I guess that's the three turkey. Oh, dear Gussie, what was that? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, something fell out of it. Hang on a second. Oh, dear Gussie. Bacon strikes again. Anyway, let's just see what it says on the inside. It says, one must be batshit crazy to send a crema card before a turkey card. Okay, there's no argument there. It says, y'all, there was a dollar bill inside, and it says the dollar is just in case this card requires extra postage. And y'all then printed in the card, it says, "Shake a leg, swing a wing, and have a happy Thanksgiving." Oh, Big Freddy, that is so nice. And y'all, then it is signed, "All my best, Kathy Bacon, parentheses, lurker." Y'all, she's continuing. And y'all, there was a dollar bill in there. There was a greenbacks in there. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, where will I spend it? Where will I spend it all? I don't know. Oh, dear Gussie. So, anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you very much. Although, I got to say, this is not the thing to look at. And y'all, it's one of those things, like, you know, the you know, those little pictures that move back and forth on the secret decoder rings and things like that? They are, y'all, it's one of those things with those things. it kind of, that's what's making it dance. Yes, Big Freddy, we got it. Please quit vomiting and move forward. All right, y'all, the next one was from that Moose P, and y'all, I believe this is going to be a Thanksgiving card. I hope it is. It's in a non-black envelope, or a white envelope, and it says, let's just see. Oh, y'all, it is a Thanksgiving card. Ooh, 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 ooh. And y'all, it is the grandmama and the grandpappy and the little girls sitting at the Thanksgiving table, and they're saying the prayers. and old Tom Turkey is laying there on the table, and Grandma is saying, "And bless Aunt Mary's spastic colon and Uncle Ralph's gout," and the little girl is saying, "Just get on with it." And because y'all, you know, the blessing at the Thanksgiving table, sometimes it just goes on and on. And y'all, it's not unusual to have to bless the spastic colons and the gout. And y'all, it says, "Hope Thanksgiving is worth the wait. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie, Moose." Moose, that is just lovely. I love that girl. And y'all, only Moose could find a card that mentions a spastic colon. Y'all, Big Fatty, he knows you. I'm surprised it didn't say, "And bless Big Fatty's spastic colon." And y'all, now we'll open Mark, the Laughing Buddhas. I hope this is a Thanksgiving card. Like I say, it's got a little pilgrim puppy dog on the back back of it. And y'all, I'm gonna open it up right now. Yeah, there's old no. Oh, yes, it is. It's a Thanksgiving wreath on the front, and it says "Giving Thanks." And y'all, on the inside, it says "Big Freddy, simply grateful for the people like you and a holiday like this. Happy Thanksgiving, XO Mark from St. Paul." And y'all, then there's a kitty cat in there. That is wearing, what is that he's got on his head? He's got some sort of Indian feathers or something on there. I don't know what the hell that is, but y'all, I knew there'd be a damn kitty cat in there. Mark, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And y'all, I hope y'all are going to have a lovely day of gluttony. Y'all, I want to go over here. Someone sent me something about Thanksgiving in the e-letters, and I wanted to make sure that I... I read these for Thanksgiving. Oh, Big Freddy, where is it? Oh, dear Gussie, where is it? 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 No, that's Black Friday. And I've already talked about Andrew the bartender. And I don't see it now. Maybe, oh, no, Turkey Days are coming. All right, y'all, here it is, Patrick. Patrick up there says, "Things you can only say on Thanksgiving." Y'all, here they are. Talk about a huge breast. Big Freddy. Number two, tying the legs together keeps the inside moist. Fuck! Number three, it's Cool Whip time. Vulgar. Y'all, all of these are vulgar. Number four, if I don't undo my pants, I'll burst. Y'all, that's it's cross-stitched. It's cross-stitched on the wall at Walnut Hills. Number five, that's one terrific spread. Vulgar, Big Fatty, vulgar. Number six, I'm in the mood for a little dark meat. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, I wonder if that's what Joe and Dallas's husband says. Y'all... Y'all, have I mentioned I've had a little wine? Number seven. Are you ready for seconds yet? Oh, man, these are just vulgar. Number eight. It's a little dry, but do you still want to eat it? Number nine. Yeah, just wait your turn. You'll get some. Oh, dear Gussie. Number 10. Don't play with your meat. Number 11, just spread the legs, open and stuff it in. Number 12, do you think you'll be able to handle all those people at once? Number 13, I didn't expect everyone to come at once. Number 14, you still have a little bit on your chin. Number 15, how long will it take after you stick it in? Number 16, you know, it's ready when it pops up. And number 17 in the last one. Wow, I didn't think I could handle all of that. Oh, Lord. Big Freddy, those are just vulgar like...
Black Thursday.
Big Freddy White Boy is confused. Happy Thanksgiving.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.